Hi everyone, it's Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting. I hope that you are all well. I'm going to be talking today about being sorry and what it means, and touching on a couple of other subjects around that, but just thought I'd play this in the background. So, okay, so why am I playing this song? Well, one, I really like it. It's all about, doing justice, walking humbly with your God. Yeah, I love it, love it, love it, love it. It's one of those songs that is a bit of a mantra of mine. It reminds me of where I stand and what I think about lots of things, really. So I'm going to fade it just for a second, because... just to quickly tell you about the song, in case anyone's interested, I'll play it more towards the end, perhaps, and we'll perhaps play out with it or something. The song originally came from an album called Compassion Art. It was a group of Christian singer-songwriters that got together to raise money for Africa, really. They got permission from their respective record companies to form this alliance, really. And I don't know if they've done anything since, but it was really quite cool. They wrote music together and sort of like locked themselves away in a house, and had all sorts of this coach that would basically talk about, I think it was things like positive gossip. So basically they would listen into each other's songs, and then they would gossip positively about it. So over the coffee and the tea and the food and whatever, they would talk then about the different songs. They'd play them and they'd talk about them, and they'd walk into the room while someone was doing their song and say it's positive gossip. I just remembered that, and it does really fit in with what I want to say. As I said, that is my mantra, really. The whole thing, which I'm not going to spill into too much now, but around the following and that. And it was, mine definitely well intended. It was all about wanting to just say hi to those that I do, and big them up, and sort of talk about, the ones that are on my radar, but also to encourage those that aren't on my radar, and because they don't boo so much, to come out and boo. And I've had some comments from people saying, yeah, because of the list that you gave, and it was exhaustive and long, I do appreciate that, and sorry about it. The others were shorter than my first one, thankfully. But yeah, but then I think that was all good. And then I wasn't really part of the crosstalk, but there's been some crosstalk that I'm not really party to in terms of its entirety. But for my part, I had just sort of said that there was a slight care needed if you were talking, say, not mentioning everyone. And anyway, I have been talking to Nama Calmwater 73 privately quite a bit, and as has Claire over the last day or so. So there's nothing that I need to say there. We're good, we're squared away, and we're as it all was. So there's no problem there. But as I say, there was some other crosstalk that I wasn't really party to around this, and that's that. I can't comment and don't need to. But then, as a result of that, and as I said, just looking through my music, in fact, this was on shuffle and this came up, all about, do justice, walking humbly with you, God. So to do justice, to love mercy, to walk humbly with you, God. And yeah, it's definitely a mantra of mine. And it's kind of led me in the last sort of 24 hours since hearing Nama's boo on about sorry and what it means, and then hearing Melanie Akpoti doing something similar. And then really wrapped around that was Fidun and BJ doing a boo together, really, around just the whole nature of social networks and things. And I found them all quite interesting and compelling. And as I said, all things are sorted out from, you know, with those people that I needed to just touch base with and just to clarify stuff. So that's good. But yeah, definitely the whole thing around sorry and what it means is really interesting, because I think that sorry comes with different things, really. I mean, so let's try and unpack it a bit. So I can honestly say that if I've caused anyone any hurt or whatever in the past, whether that be the near past or the distant past, I would say you could guarantee that I would be regretful about that. You know, that life is too short, and you know, some things you get the opportunity to clear up with people, and some things you don't. Sometimes you're so wrong and you're so far, you know, that you the thing is so far removed from ever being resolved, it just won't be. Sometimes you can resolve things, and but then there's not a further connection. Sometimes you know, you admit that whether you're wrong or right doesn't matter, but that actually the connection is still so strong that resolving the issue, regardless of who's wrong or right, is important. So there are definitely different types of being sorry. And it doesn't mean to say that you don't mean it just because you don't think that you're wrong. Sometimes you just need to be sorry. You're sorry. You might be sorry that there's a disconnect and that needs to be resolved. You know, you might be sorry, of course, that you've hurt someone. You might be sorry that you've done someone harm by what you've said or done. And then with that, I guess the purging almost of forgiveness, you know, there are some situations most situations, actually, when you feel forgiven, it's a purging. You just say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that's worked out. And, you know, then you get on with your day and the rest of your existence, really, don't you? But yeah, I can honestly say that anyone that I've hurt, I would be sorry about. I'm quite a convicted person, you know. I tend to, mostly it's healthy guilt. I have to measure guilt in terms of anything I've done, in terms of, well, was it justifiable in any way, or was it a means to an end, or was it because I was put in an impossible situation? And then obviously that helps you square things away as well. But yeah, definitely I would say that I'm very convicted. And I think conviction is a good thing. I don't think flagellation and over blame and all those kinds of things are necessarily healthy, because, as I said, sometimes you end up, you know, taking responsibility for stuff that isn't yours if you're not careful. But certainly being able to stand and own yourself in regards to what you're sorry about and why is a good thing. It's a good process. So I suppose that's it, really. You know, to those that I've ever upset or offended, you know, we might not ever connect again, we might not ever have the opportunity to personally have that conversation and say, yeah, you know what, I messed up, I was going through this, or I was silly, or it was just thoughtless, or I deliberately set out to harm you, or whatever it might be. Most of us have done all of those things to a greater or lesser extent, I would imagine. You have to get back to the core of who you are and what you think on these things. And I think most of us would not want to continually cause those kind of problems and those reasons for either having to be sorry or for causing upset in the first place. So, yeah, this is a very, I have to say, this is a, just so you know, this is a very, very general boo, very broad. But if it is touching people in some way, shape or form, then that's just the nature of it. You know, it's just me having a little chat. But yeah, the mantra goes back to me, you know, something along the lines of what Fiona and BJ were talking about. Fiona actually said about a book that she read that was talking about, you know, doing kindness. It's it's all about that, I think, that you are asked, I think, in life to show kindness, and then it does tend to come back to you. Some would call that karma, some would call it, something along the lines of if you want to be blessed, then be a blessing. That would be more my thing, I suppose. But yeah, so again, do justice. Show mercy. And walk humbly with you, God. That's me sorted out. I'm going to play the rest of this song. You can switch off if you don't want to listen to it, but if you do want to enjoy it, then please go ahead. It's been Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now, and thanks for listening. You have shown us, oh God, what is good. You have shown us, oh Lord, what you require. You have heard.
Let the river of your justice flow through us.